ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यंतौ पुनः पुनः ओम। ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्ति भैरविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो इन द सेकंड वॉल्यूम ऑफ द तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद टेक्स्ट व्हिच बिगिन्स विद द शंकर भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी टू द सेकंड चैप्टर, Shankar Bhagavatpada first presents the subject matter of the first chapter in a nutshell. He reminds us of what we have already understood in the first chapter. And I said it is called Sangatihi. Always recollecting what all we have learned in the first chapter and presenting it in order to connect it with the following chapter, or to see the connection between the preceding subject matter of the preceding chapter and the following chapter, is called Sangatihi. The analogy is called Simha Avalokana Nyaya. It's called reviewing. We do the review of the first subject matter of the first chapter and we enter into the second chapter, which is the page number, please. Shravanadi Purvakam hi Vidyapalam Shrotavyo Mantavyo Nididhyasitavyaha Ityadi Shrutyantarebhyaha. So here Shankar Bhagavatpada mentions in, if you see in page number 8, it was said, now Upanishad proceeds further. In order to present the subject matter, which is meant for listening, understanding, grasping and assimilating. Why Upanishad is presenting that now? Because Shravanadi Purvakam Hi Vidya Phalam. The benefit of knowledge is, benefit of knowledge always presupposes the knowledge, and the knowledge presupposes the threefold steps: Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Therefore, what is the first step? It's already made clear. Shravanam. What is the second step? Mananam. Third step is Nididhyasanam. That is, Shankar Bhagavatpada wants to say, it is not that I want to say this. This is stated by Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. He presents a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Shravanadi Purvakam Vidyapalam, he says, Shrotavyaha, Mantavyaha, Nididhyasitavyaha. Now in Sanskrit class, you all learned this, Tavyat affix. So Shrotavyam should be heard, must be heard. Mantavyam must be reflected upon. Nididhyasitavyam must be contemplated upon. But here, why Shrotavyaha, Mantavyaha, Nididhyasitavyaha, Atma? Atma is a masculine gender word. Therefore, the subject matter of Atma, Atma teaching pertaining to the Atma must be heard, must be reflected upon, and must be contemplated upon. Ityadi Shrutyantarebhyaha. Shrutyantaram means what? Another Vedic statement. Another Stuti statement also conveys this same message that this knowledge, benefit of the knowledge presupposes knowledge, and the knowledge presupposes the three steps in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Okay. The gain of the result of knowledge is indeed preceded by listening, etc. So we can say listening, reflecting upon, and contemplation. As it is said in many other Shrutis, like the self, because what should be meditated upon, what should be heard, that is not mentioned in the sentence. Shankara Bhagavatpada writes, Swamiji, there's a bracket within the bracket, Atma. Atma Shrotavyaha, Atma Mantavyaha, Atma Nididhyasitavyaha. So Atma should be listened to, should be freed from all doubts, and should be contemplated upon. Shravanadi Purvakamhi Vidyaphalam. One gains the knowledge by listening to the Shastra. Vidyaphalam is a nice compound word. Vidya eva phalam vidya phalam. See, very interesting. Please make a note. Vidya yaha phalam means what? Benefit of knowledge. It's also correct. That is Shashti Tatpurusha Samasa. But vidya eva phalam means what? Knowledge itself is moksha. Knowledge and moksha are identical. That is why it's interesting compound. Okay. Not Shashti Tatpurusha Samasaha. You can take it as Tatpurusha Samasa also. Knowledge itself is end. Knowledge and moksha are identical. Therefore, Vidya Yeva Phalam, Vidya Yaha Phalam. Knowledge is the result, or Vidya Yaha Phalam. Vidya Yeva Phalam, Vidya Phalam. Or Vidya Yaha Phalam, Vidya Phalam. Moksha is also Vidya Phalam. Okay. Bhashyakaraha uses the word Vidya Phalam for covering both. Covering both means what? Vidya Yeva Phalam, Vidya Phalam. Vidya Yaha Phalam, Vidya Phalam. Knowledge itself is Moksha. One meaning. Knowledge is the means of, knowledge is, the moksha is the result, me. Okay, moksha is attainable through jnana. A knowledge, moksha, attainable as a result of knowledge. Vidyayaha moksha. Vidyayaha phalam. Vidya phalam. Result of knowledge, knowledge itself is the result. So Bhashyakaraha uses the word Vidya Phalam for covering both. How do you gain this Vidya? It is Shravanadi Purvakam, preceded by Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. The word Adi, meaning etc., covers Mananam and Nididhyasanam. There is no escape from them. All the three are equally important consequentially. Sorry, sequentially. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam are important sequentially. First Shravanam, second Mananam, third Nididhyasanam. How do you know it is Shravanadi Purvakam? From the other Shrutis, we come to know this. Brihadaranyakasrutihi says, Atmava are shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha. First, the Shruti says, Atmava are drashtavyaha. Atma is to be seen. In order to see Atma, what do you have to do? Shrotavyaha. You have to do Shravanam, then Mananam, and then Nididhyasanam. Shravanam etc. are pointed out as Sakshat Sadhana. Direct means for knowledge. Then there are indirect means like Karma Yoga, which are helpful for effective Shravanam etc. and which will make your Shravanam successful. They are Arad Upakarakaha. See, Arad Upakarakaha. Karma Yogaha Arad Upakarakaha. Jnanam Sakshad Upakarakam. Upakarakam means what? Helpful. Helpful means what? Means. Sakshad Upakarakam. Sakshad Sadhanam Jnanam. Knowledge is the direct means. Karma Yogaha Arad Upakarakam. Upakarakaha. Means indirect means. Everything is now well set for unfolding. Brahma Vid Apnoti Param. Okay. Now here onwards, you must chant after me because mantra also you have to memorize. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Only once I want to give the instruction, only once, not the whole class. If you take the Brahma Vida Apnoti Param, the first two letters, you see the lines below. Do you see the lines below? This is called swara. That line below the letter, the small strokes above the letters denote the swaras. Intonation. If you find a line below the letter, it is called anudattaha. Anudattaha. Nichair anudattaha is a Pani Sutra. Nichair anudattaha means it's a low pitch. You see, Brahma, both anudattaha. Again, ti anudattaha. Okay. Now, Brahma, V. For the letter V, nothing is above, nothing is below. If you do not find anything above or below, simply letter alone is. Like the next sentence, ta, tadesha, tekta. And that is also not having any line below or above also denotes the swara. And that is called udattaha. If you find a line below, it is anudattaha. If you do not find any line above or below, it is called udattaha. Nichair anudattaha, uchair udattaha. Then, I'm going to explain. Tadeshabhyukta, tadeshabhyukta. There, ta, nothing is above, nothing is below. Therefore, what is a swara? Udattaha. Then, de, you know, anudattaha. That de, ta, de. That next letter, ta, after ta, de is what? Has anudatta swaraha. Again, shab, udattaha. U. For you find a line above the letter. If you find a line above the letter, it is called swaritaha. So anudattaha udattaha swaritaha tadeshabhyukta. That line above that is called swaritaha. Again ikta. You is swaritaha. And kta udattaha, because nothing is there. Then we'll come back to the first line again. Brahma, 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 vida apnoti param. There pa ra udatta. There you find two lines. You find two lines above the letter. It's called Dirghaswaritaha. That's all. Only four swaras. Finished. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirghaswaritaha. You find one line above, it is swaritaha. You find two lines above, it is called dirghaswaritaha. Brahma vida again dirgha swarita. I want to tell you this, some small instruction, that's all. Brahma vida apnoti param tadeshabhyukta. Brahma vida apnoti param tadeshabhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman, parame vyoman. So osnute sarvan, sarvan kamaan saha, kamaan saha, kama an saha. Brahmana, brahmana vipaschiteti, vipaschiteti. Okay, so here brahma vit, I'm breaking the mantra first. Brahma vit apnoti param. Three words. Clean sentence. The meaning is given below. The knower of Brahman attains the param. Param, the absolute end, which is infinite. Param stands for infinite, limitless. Okay. So Brahma vit, vit means knower. Brahma vit, Shastra vit, that knower of Brahman attains the limitless, infinite. Tad yesha abhyukta. This I already did once. Still I want to do it as a, in today, as part of the class today. Tad means that yesha abhyukta. That you find that one yes letter, that yes in Sanskritam is called avagraha. Avagraha. The yes you find in between is called avagraha, which denotes a short vowel a. Tad yesha abhyukta. Abhyukta literally means what? Abhi is a prefix. Ukta, said. Abhyukta, said. Presented, quote. Abhyukta. And I told you why it is present, stealing shabda, because it implies the Rig mantra. Rig. Rik Abhyukta. Means the mantra from Rig Veda has been presented, said, mentioned. What is that says? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. The word literally, what does the Satyam mean here? Satyam. Satyam, existence. Jnanam, consciousness. Anantam, limit, Anantam, limitlessness. What is Satyam Jnanam Anantam? Brahma. Okay, next sentence. Yaha Veda, Yo Veda, if you break it, Yaha Veda. Yaha is a relative pronoun. Therefore, Yaha Veda, Yavan Oruvan Arihirano. He who knows, the one who knows. See, Kaha Veda, who knows? Question that is. This is relative pronoun. Yaha Veda, whoever knows, or who knows, the one who knows. Brahman, Nihitam, Nihitam, Nihitam literally means hidden or placed, located. Nihitam literally means past passive participle, located, hidden, kept, placed. Guhayam. Guhayam. Guhayam is locative case of guha. Therefore, in the cave. Guhayam. Kutra guhayam nihitam asti. Brahma guhayam nihitam asti. So, Paramatma is placed in Brahman as though placed. Literal meaning I'm telling you. Then we'll see the actual meaning later on. Then Parame, Parame is adjective of Vyoman. Actually Vyoman is what? Vyoman is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, which means space. Vyoman means space. In nominative case, it becomes Vyoma. Vyoman means space. And in nominative case, it will be Vyoma. It should have been how, in conventional language, it must have been Vyomni. Parame Vyomni. Parame Vyomni means Vyo. Parame Vyomni. So, Parama means exalted. Vyomni space. In the exalted space. In the exalted space. It will be, I'm telling you, Parame Vyomni. But we should not correct the mantra. It's a Vedic. You should take it as Vedic Chandasam. In conventional language, if you write it as Parame Vyoman, it is wrong. You not get mark. Okay? In regular Sanskrit language, how we should write it? Parame Vyomni. Iti Arthaha. But in Vedic usage, Parama, Parame Vyoman is in the space, in the exalted space. Okay. In the exalted space of the heart, in the cave of mind, in the cave of mind, the exalted space. In the cave of the mind, in the exalted space, one who knows the one who knows Brahman placed in the exalted space of the cave of mind. That is the meaning. Okay. Now, Soshnute, you break it Soshnute. Saha Ashnute. Saha Ashnute. Saha, that person. Which person? Actually, there should not be a line in between. Don't strike the line. Understand. In Vedic, it's a Vedic usage. Otherwise, there should not be line in between. Because sentence is not complete. See, Yaha Purushaha Guhay Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitam Brahma Veda Saha Purushaha Ashnute. So he who knows Brahma obtaining in placed in the cave of, in the exalted space of the cave of mind. Saha, that person, Ashnute, enjoys. Ashnute also means eats. Ashnati is Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Ashnute, Ashnati means literally it means eats. But here enjoys. That person enjoys. Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute. He enjoys all pleasures. He enjoys all the pleasures. Vipaschit. Next you say Brahmana Saha. Saha Brahmana. Saha Brahmana means what? As, remaining as Brahman. Remaining one with Brahman. Remain, literally it means along with Brahman. But here we should not take it as along with. We should take it as Brahman. Then Vipaschita. You break it. Vipaschita. Vipaschita. Brahman. Vipaschita. Iti. That iti, either iti, vipaschita, until vipaschita is what? Vipaschita. Okay. This vipaschita, brahmana saha, vipaschita, saha sarvan kaman ashtate. That person enjoys all pleasures as Brahman. As vipaschit, again vipaschit is a takaranta shabda. Vipaschita is what? Third case. Vipaschita. Vipaschit, vipaschita. Vipaschit means one, the, as the one who knows Brahman. As the one who knows Brahman, this person, as Brahman, he enjoys all pleasures. It's the literal meaning of the verse. Again, saha ashnute. You can see Visarga Sandhi has taken place. Again, Pura Rupa Sandhi. Saha ashnute. Saha ashti visarga sandhi, then akara is denoted by avagraha. So shnuti. This is the literal meaning. Vipaschita, there ends rig mantra. Then iti is what? Iti indicates the ending of the rig mantra. So I can say, yaha veda nihitam guhayam parame vyomne. Saha Ashnute Sarvan Kaman Saha Brahmana Vipaschita Iti. Put the proper pose order, you should like it should be like this. Yaha within bracket Purushaha Yaha Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitam Veda Saha Brahmana Saha Vipaschita Brahmana Saha Sarvan Kaman Samashnute. Is it clear? Faster padicha? Okay. The knower of, see, I tell you, the most important portion this is. Therefore, every word you must, if this one Upanishad goes into your head thoroughly, you don't need to study anything else. That is why I want you to take it as tapas. The knower of Brahman attains the limitless. With reference to this, the following Rig Mantra is being quoted thus. Brahman is existence, consciousness and limitlessness. the one who knows that Brahman, which resides in the intellect. See, Swamiji gives what you need to understand. It is not literal translation, okay? That Brahman which resides in the intellect, within the space of the heart, fulfills all his desires at once. In the form of Brahman, which is all knowledge. I want to make a note here, the word vipaschit is also used to mean ajnani, the person of clear vision, viseshena pashyati, iti vipaschit. Ajnani is also known as vipaschit. And the person of discriminative knowledge is also called vipaschit. Telivaha parkinravan. Pahuttu arihinravan. The one who sees discriminatively, one who sees clearly, he is called vipaschit. But here, Brahman itself is meant by the expression vipaschit. Because Brahmana is in third case, Vipaschita is also in third case. So Vipaschita Brahmana, this person, so Vipaschit means what here? The one who sees everything by his very nature. Therefore, all knowing, all knowledge, that's the meaning. Brahman, the source of all knowledge. Brahman, or the all knowledge. It's called Vipaschit Brahma. So in third case, Vipaschita Brahmana Saha Sarvam Samash, Sarvan Kaman Samashnate. Okay. Now I'm reading the Bhashyam. Brahma Vitu. Brahma Iti. Vakshamana lakshanam. Brahmaiti vakshamana lakshanam. Brihattamatvata Brahma. See, first he takes the word Brahma. He first takes expression Brahma with it. There again he separately takes the word Brahma. Brahma iti. What is this Brahma? Vakshyamana lakshanam. See, vakshyamana, you must know here, okay? Vakshyate will be said. Vakshyamana, that which is going to be said. That which is going to be discussed. That which is going to be discussed. Vakshyamana. Lakshanam, the definition. So, vakshyamanasya lakshanam, vakshyamana lakshanam. So, that which is going to be discussed, vakshyamanasya lakshanam. Okay, that is lakshanam. What is the first he says? Why? What is going to be discussed is the reality. So, the reality which is going to be discussed later on is defined by the word Brahma. The reality which is going to be discussed later is defined here as Brahma. Why it is defined as Brahma? Brihattamatvat Brahma. Brihattamatvat Brahma. So Brihat itself takaranta shabda. Brihat means big. Brihattaram, bigger. Brihattamam, biggest. Brihat, brihattaram, brihattamam. Big, bigger, biggest. So brihattamam is superlative degree. Brihattamam and brihattamatvam means what? Having the status of being the biggest. Brihat, big. Brihattamam, biggest. Brihattamatvam, enjoying or having the status of being the biggest. Brihattamatvam. And Panchami Bhakti, Brihattamatvat. Due to the status of being, due to its status of being the biggest. Due to its having the status of being the biggest. Or simply you can say due to its biggest nature. Literal translation is what? Due to its having the status of being the biggest. Brihattamatvat Brahma. The first word has been defined. It's not mentioned. The reality which is going to be discussed is defined by the word Brahma. Why? Because of its status of being the biggest. Okay, next sentence. Tad veti. It's the second conjugation verb, knows. Tad, that Brahman. Tad stands for Brahma. Veti means knows. Tad Brahma. So tad stands for Brahma. That the reality which enjoys the status of being the biggest. Tad. And Veti. Veti is equal to Vijanati. Veti knows. Vijanati knows. Now you know two verbs. Same meaning. Iti. Tad Veti. Vijanati iti Brahmavit. Now Brahmavit means what? The person who knows that reality which enjoys the status of being the biggest, implied by the term Brahman, is said to be Brahmavit. Tad Brahma Veti Vijanati Iti Brahmavit. You need not go and study again. It should become memorized now itself in the class. Okay. Next sentence. Apnoti. Even people who do not know Sanskritam should make it an opportunity to memorize the words. Apnoti. See, apnoti is the mantra in the text. The word in the text. What is the meaning he gives? Prapnoti. It may sound very slow today, but don't worry. I'll be faster later on. Apnoti is equal to prapnoti. As if we know the meaning of the word prapnoti, he gives the word prapnoti. For us, both the words are the same. Apnoti, same word with the one more prefix pra. Hey, same. He gives the same word again with the prefix prapnoti. Prapnoti, apnoti, what does it mean? Attains, gains. Okay, param. Now he moves on, to the word param. This is called commentary. Okay. Upanishad bhashyam. The commentator has to take into account every word there. So now he moves on to the next word, param. What does the param mean? Niratishayam. Okay. Niratishayam. Okay. Atishayam, Niratishayam. It is not like Tamil Atishayam. Atishayam means also wonder, something wonderful. Atishayam. No, it doesn't mean like this here. Atishayam, that is which is subject to limitation. Niratishayam, limitless. Infinite. Niratishayam means infinite. Atishayam, finite. Niratishayam Brahma means infinite reality. Niratishayam. Param is equal to Niratishayam. Okay. Tadeva Brahma Param. Means what? it is that reality alone, that reality which has the status of being the biggest, thereby implied by the term Brahma, that alone is the infinite. There's nothing else is infinite here. Param, the infinite, limitless is the reality implied by the term Brahma. Tadeva Brahma Param. Okay. Next sentence. Nahi anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi. Nahi anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi. Therefore, what he says, anyasya vijnanat. Okay, because of, see again, tritiyarthe panchami. In the sense of third case, fifth case is used. Anyasya vijnanena anyasya praptihi nahi na bhavati. By knowing one thing, another thing, by knowing one thing, there's no attainment of another thing. Anyasya vijnanat anyana anyasya praptihi nahi anyasya praptihi. Praptihi means what? Attainment. Praptihi, attainment. Nahi praptihi, there is no attainment of one thing by knowing one thing. There's no attainment of another thing. There's no attainment of another thing by knowing one thing. If you know one thing, you attain the same thing. By knowing one thing, there's no attainment of some other thing. I'm giving the literal meaning. Onrai arivadanal matrandinudaya adedal ahadu. There's no attainment of one thing by knowing one thing. Spashtam cha shutyantaram. Spashtam cha, spashtam, very clear. Spashtam, see again I want to tell you here. Spashtatta, no spashtam. Here, it is clear. Spashtam cha shutyantaram. There's also another Shruti statement which also reveals the same. Brahma praptimeva Brahma vidaha darshayati. Attainment of Brahman alone. Another Shruti statement also shows. Shutyantaram darshayati. Shutyantaram darshayati. Another Shruti statement shows. Darshayati shows. Another Shruti statement, Shrutyantaram, Darshayati, shows. Shows what? Brahma Vidaha, Brahma Praptim Yeva Darshayati. Brahma Vidaha, for a knower of Brahman, attainment of Brahman alone, another Shruti statement also shows. Is it clear? Brahma vidaha Brahma praptim eva sutyantaram api darshayati. Another Shruti statement also shows, reveals, for the knower of Brahman, attainment of Brahman only. What is that statement? You all must be very happy. You all have studied something. Something known comes Mundaka Upanishad statement. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Sometimes how we chanted in the class, if I chant the same way, the mantra will come to your mind. Sayoha vai paramam brahma veda. Sayoha vai paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati sayoha vai paramam sayoha vai tat పరమం బ్రహ్మ వేద బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి. ముండకోపనిషత్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ 9th మంత్ర. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ సే? సహా యహ దట్ పర్సన్ హీ ద వన్ హూ యహ ద వన్ పర్సన్ వన్ హూ హీ హూ హ వై ఇన్ డీడ్ తత్ పరమం బ్రహ్మ వేద తత్ దాట్ పరమం బ్రహ్మ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మ వేద వేద జానాతి విజానాతి వేతి నోస్ సహ దట్ పర్సన్ సి యహ తత్ యహ హ వై తత్ పరమం బ్రహ్మ వేద ది పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ దట్ reality, absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, saha, that person, Brahma eva bhavati, Brahma eva bhavati vriddhi sandhi. Kindergarten lesson, I want to remind you. Okay? Saha Brahma eva bhavati, Brahma eva bhavati. He who knows Brahman becomes Brahman itself. He becomes Brahman itself. It's a Mundakopanishad Shruti. So what does it mean? In two different Upanishads also, the fact revealed is the same. In two different Upanishads, the fact revealed is the same. And I want to interrupt here, I want to say one thing. It is called Gati Samanya Nyayaha. You can make a note of it. Gati Samanya Nyayaha. Gati Samanya Nyayaha means what? Sometimes the same facts revealed in different Upanishads or the sameness of the teaching in all the Upanishads is pointed out. Is pointing out the sameness of the teaching of different Upanishads is to prove that all four Vedas have the same goal. The sameness of the teaching, subject matter of the Upanishads being the same is pointed out in order to show the all the four Vedas have the same goal. This is called what? Gati Samanya Nyayaha. Okay? In fact, it is said, Shankara Bhagavatpadaha, when he started his commentary on Upanishads, he died very young. If he was alive, he would have written commentaries for all Upanishads. I don't know. He chose 10 Upanishads to write the commentary. And those 10 Upanishads, basically, his choice of 10 Upanishads was based on Vyasa Bhagavan's choice of Upanishads for his discussion in Brahma Sutra, for analysis. So whatever Upanishads Vyasacharya had chosen for analysis in his analytical study called Brahma Sutrani, based on Vyasa's choice, it seems Shankaracharya also chose the Upanishads for his writing commentary on them. And he chose for every Veda. Like Rig Veda, he chose Aitreya Upanishad. One Upanishad only he chose from Aitreya Upanishad from Rig Veda. Then Mundaka Upanishad, he chose from Atharvana Veda. Like that, Prashna Upanishad from Madhara Veda. He chose all 10 Upanishads chosen from different Vedas. So Kena Chandogyam from Sama Veda. And Ishavasyam from Shukla Yajurveda. Taittiriya Upanishad, Kathopanishad from Krishna Yajurveda. Later, he has chosen all the 10 Upanishads, it seems. This is also said to be, he wanted to show all four Vedas have the same aim. There's no difference in the Tatparyam, the main aim of the Upanishadic teaching or Vedic teaching. And this showing the sameness of the aim of all four Vedas is said to be Gati Samanya Nyayaha. Okay. Okay, now it's very clear for you. So Saha Sayoha Vetat Paramam Brahma Veda Brahmaiva Bhavati Ityadi. In the word knower of Brahman, the word Brahman has the definition that is going to follow. Being something that is the biggest, it is called Brahman. The one who knows the Brahman is called Brahmavit. He gains the limitless. Limitless refers to Brahman only. By knowing one thing, a person indeed cannot attain something else. Another Shruti very clearly shows that the attainment of Brahman is there for the one who knows Brahman. In the words, another Shruti very clearly shows that the attainment of Brahman is there for the one who knows Brahman. In the words, he who knows the limitless Brahman indeed is Brahman alone. This section begins with the famous line, Brahmavid apnoti param. Brahmavid, the one who knows Brahman, apnoti gains param, the limitless. What is it, Brahman? Brahma iti vakshyamana lakshanam. Vakshyamanam lakshanam yasya tat. Vakshyamanam lakshanam yasya tat vakshyamana lakshanam. So Brahman has the lakshanam, the definition that is going to be unfolded. Brahman is defined as satyam, jnanam, anantam. These words do not fit anywhere else except with Brahman. They reveal Brahman by implication when unfolded in a particular way, which we will be seeing. So, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, the three words also become what? They are the defining words of the reality implied by the term Brahman. But how do they define? How do they reveal? Not directly, through implication, by implication. So they reveal Brahman by implication when unfolded in a particular way. That's a very important line. Only those words need to be unfolded in a particular way. Only then those words will reveal, imply Brahman, which we'll be seeing later on. In the language, the word Brahma stems from the root Brihi. Brihi Dhatu. Brihi means what? Vriddhau. The footnote is given there in the same page. Brihi is equal to Vriddhau. Vriddhau means what? To grow into big. That's the meaning. You want to know the verb Brahmati is the verb. Brahmati is the verb. Brihi is the dhatu. Vriddhau, to grow. That's the meaning. Brih is in the sense of bigness. Brihi is in the sense of bigness with the addition of the suffix man. See, this you don't know the man suffix. In the sense of karta, the doer. So that which grows big. The man is a nafix, it becomes brihat. Okay. That's how the word, the root brihi becomes brihat. Brihi plus man dhatu is equal to brihat. You don't need to worry about the grammar. Okay. Take it easy, because that you have to learn later on when you come to Kovida exam. In order to go after that. Sense of karta didu, that which grows big. So that which is big is Brahman. Then how big it is? Sankochaka abhavat. Sankochaka abhavat. There being no word that restricts or limits. See, sankochakam means that which limits, that which restricts. So, sankochaka abhavaha means absence of restrictive limiting factor. So, that which has no limiting factor, there being no word that restricts or limits the bigness. If it is limitlessly big. If I say, look at this big apple. It is only apple big. You are not going to think of a bigness like a mountain. There is an average size for an apple, and apple is little bigger. The apple throws its own size to restrict the bigness. The noun itself decides the bigness. The adjective big qualifies the noun. The noun decides the bigness indicated by the adjective. We do not know who qualifies what now. Who qualifies what? No. Whether big qualifies the apple or apple qualifies the big. A big mosquito means it is mosquito big. The word Brahma, big, is a noun in neuter gender. The adjective itself has become a noun, and therefore there is nothing to restrict the meaning of bigness. Vriddha tamatvat. Brihattamatvat Brahma. Tamap is a suffix indicating the superlative degree, meaning the biggest. So the meaning of the word Brahma in the language is limitless. In English, they use this expression, one of the best singers. The best is always singular. So one can say one of the good singers. If anybody says he is the best singer, you have to add the clause in this person's perception. He is the best singer for him. It is all subjective. Tarap indicates comparative degree. I already told you this. Tarap is an affix indicating comparative degree, richer, and tamap is superlative, richest. Always give rich examples. We need not be poor in examples by saying poorer, poorest. So, Brahman has vriddha tamatvam. The maximum bigness. The understanding of the word Brahma gained from the Shastram is that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, a limitless reality in the form of consciousness. Tad Brahma Veti Vijanati Iti Brahmavit. One who knows that Brahman is Brahmavit. What does he gain by that knowledge? The knower of Brahman gains the limitless. The word Param has the meaning of transcendence. So, Param means that which transcends time and space. That which is not limited by time and space. The other meaning, Niratishayam, that which is incomparable. There is nothing incomparable except Brahma. There is nothing Param other than Brahman. Tadeva Brahma Param. That Brahman indeed is Param. That Param Brahma Eva Apnoti. He gains that Brahman alone. Generally, the knower of a given thing does not become that thing. To give a very nice example, the knower of a donkey does not become a donkey. It is a telling example, an example that goes home. Oh, I am the knower of a donkey. I am not a donkey, that is true. So, even if somebody calls me a donkey, it is not true. But the knower of Brahman is Brahman. It is like the knower of the tenth man is the tenth man who missed himself in counting. Bhashyakara will give that example. Shrutyantaram spashtam darshayati. Another Shruti shows this very clearly. Bhashyakara quotes Mundaka Shrutihi. Iti sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. The particles ha and vai are for emphasis. Yaha brahma veda, one who knows Brahman. Saha, that person, brahma eva bhavati, is indeed Brahman. The verb bhavati does not mean becomes, it means he is. The verb bhavati is derived from the root bhu, sattayam. Bhu is the root meaning sattayam. In the sense of to be. Generally, it is translated as the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. There is no becoming involved here. Make a note of it. He is indeed Brahman. How it is so? It's the most important point here is what? That Brahmavit, knower of Brahman becomes Brahman is the translation. But really, Bhusattayam, the Bhudhatu also means Asti Ityartha. Therefore, the knower of Brahman is Brahman. Does not become, is Brahman. Nahi Anyasya Vastunaha Vijnanatu Anyasya Praptihi. By knowing something, one cannot become something else. Unless Atma, the self, is Brahman, the knower of Brahman cannot be Brahman. If Atma is Brahman, then only you can say, Brahma Vijnanat Brahma Eva Bhavati. Brahma being Atma. See, one, why I am reading this, you might wonder why I am reading this. I didn't want to read the whole thing at all. Because I didn't want it to make mistakes. In the transliterations, Brahma is there. But you may read Brahma. No, Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Why? Nakaranta napumsakalinga shabda. In nominative case, it must be short, not long. For the sake of the Sanskrit only, I'm reading it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have read it. So, Brahma vijnanata Brahma eva bhavati. Brahma being Atma. Brahma being Atma. Full stop. In the opening sentence itself, oneness is revealed. He explains this in a very nice manner in the next line by raising an objection and answering the same. Immediately, Purapakshi comes jumping. We have seen the commentary on one line, first line only. We have only seen the meaning of the vritti, sutra bhuta vakyam. See, this is not mentioned here. Swamiji takes it for granted, I think, that you already supposed to know. The first sentence is called what? Opening sentence is a complete sentence, is a sutra bhuta vakyam. And the whole chapter is going to be elaboration of this teaching, this sentence. Therefore, that is called vritti vakyam. Vritti bhagaha sutra vakyam. Vritti vakyam or vritti bhagaha means a portion elaborating on the aphoristic statement is called vrittihi. This Upanishad, you must know that. Vrittihi sutram. Sutram, aphoristic statement. Vrittihi, elaboration of this statement. Purapakshah. Nanu. This nanu is, there's no big meaning. Swami used to say, is an expression to draw the attention. Gavanikavam. Nanu. Sarvagatam. Sarvasya cha atmabhutam brahma vakshyati. Sarvagatam. Sarvasya cha atmabhutam brahma vakshyati. Ataha. Na aapyam. Ato naapyam. Ataha na aapyam. Aaptischa anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. Aaptihi cha aaptischa anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha brahma. Iti ataha. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha brahmet yataha. Brahma iti ataha. Parichinnavat anatmavat cha. Parichinnavat anatmavat cha. Tasya aptihi anupapanna. This is the Purapakshi's view. Let us see now. Sarvagatam means what? All pervasive. Atmabhutam means self. Atmabhutam means that which obtains as the self of all. So Sarvagatam, the Brahman, is what? Sarvagatam, all pervasive. Then sarvascha and sarvasya atmabhutam. Sarvasya atmabhutam na, that which obtains as the self of all. Vakshyati will say. See, vakshyati, vadati, present tense. Vakshyati, future tense. Vakshyati. Who is going to say here? Upanishad. Upanishad vakshyati. Shruti vakshyati. So Shruti will say that Brahman is sarvagatam. Brahma sarvagatam. Sarvasya cha atmabhutam iti. Okay. First one is clear. Ataha. Therefore, na aapyam. See, what is aapyam? Aapyam is a potential passive participle. Aapyam, attainable. Literally speaking, can be attained. See, aapyate is attained. Aapta was attained. But aapya can be attained. Literally, it means can be attained. Aapya. Now, because apyaha or Brahma is what? Apyam. Brahma is a neuter gender word. Apyam, attainable. Na apyam cannot be attained. therefore cannot be attained. Ataha, therefore, Brahman cannot be attained. Why Brahman cannot be attained? Because sarvasya atma bhutam Brahma. Brahman obtains as the self of all the beings. And Brahman is also all pervasive. All that which is all pervasive, that which obtains as the self of all, cannot be attained. Ataha na apyam. Therefore, Brahman cannot be attained. I'm giving a little translation. What Swamiji is, I'm not giving. So we can read afterwards. Then, aptihi. Aptihi is noun. Aptihi attainment. Apyam na apyam cannot be attained. Aptihi attainment. Cha and anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. Attainment is always of something limited by something which is limited. I want you to know the word parichinna. Parichinna means limited. See, parichinna means limited. Okay? Little meaning is limited. Attainment is always of something limited by something limited. Little meaning I'm giving. Drishta. Drishta means it has always been seen. Drishta, past passive participle. What has been seen? What is always seen? Drishta, aptihi drishta. Attainment being always of something limited by something limited has been seen, has been known. So which also implies what? Attainment is always of something other than oneself. The one who attains is different from that which is attained. Attainment is always of something other than oneself, something away from oneself. Something other than oneself, something away from oneself. Therefore, it is said to be parichinna, limited. Okay. Aptischa anyasya anyena parichinnasya parichinnena drishta. Okay. Attainment of something is always, attainment is always of something limited by something limited, which is other than oneself, which is away from oneself. Next. Aparichinnam. Aparichinna means what? Not limited. Limitless. Parichinna is a participle. Limited. Parichinna. Parichinna. You want to know the verb? Parichinati. Parichinati limits. Cuts. Parichedaha. Limitation. Parichinna, limited. Parichinati, limits. Parichedaha, limitation. Parichinna, limited. Aparichinnam, limitless. It's all right? No. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha Brahma. What is Brahman? Brahman is limitless, all pervasive. Brahman is sarvatmakam, the self of all, and also limitless. Iti, thus, ataha, ityataha, ityataha, due to the reason that Brahman is the self of all and all pervasive. Parichinnavat. ஆத்மவத்துச்ச அனாத்மவத்துச்ச பரிச்சின்னவத்து அனாத்மவத்துச்ச தஸ்ய ஆப்திகி அனுப்ப பண்ணா, தஸ்ய ஆப்திகி அனுப்ப பண்ணா. சி அனுப்ப பண்ணா உப்பப்பண்ண பாசிபிள் டெனபிள், அனுப்ப பண்ண இம்பாசிபிள் அன்டெனபிள். வாட் இஸ் அன்டெனபிள், வாட் இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள் ஹியர்? அட்டைன்மெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் டெனபிள். ஆப்திகி அனுப்ப பண்ணா, அட்டைன்மெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் டெனபிள். அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் வாட்? தஸ்ய அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். லைக் வாட் ஹி செட், வை அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள்? பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அபரிச்சின்னம், பிரம்மன் இஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ். லிமிட்லெஸ் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஸ்பேஷியலி லிமிட்லெஸ் பிகாஸ் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ். தென் சர்வாத்மகம், இட் இஸ் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல். டியூ டு தட் ரீசன் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் அட்டைனபிள், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். லைக் தி பரிச்சின்னவத்து அனாத்மவத்து ச, லைக் தி லிமிட்டெட் அனாத்மா விச் கேன் பி அட்டைன்ட், லைக் தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் அட்டைனபிள், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ரஸ்தமே அபரிச்சின்னம் சர்வாத்மகம் பிரம்ம இத்யதா. See, iti ataha means due to that reason. Ityataha, ityanena karanena. Ityataha means ityanena karanena. Due to that reason, parichinnavatu anatmavatu cha. Like, vat means like the anatma which is limited. Like the limited anatma, like the anatma which is subject to limitation. Attainment of Brahman is not tenable, not possible. That's all the Bhashyam here. Is it clear? Okay. Nanu sarvagatam sarvasya cha atmabhutam brahma vakshyati ato napyam aptischa anyasyanyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta அபரிச்சின்னம் சர்வாத்மகஞ்ச பிரம்ம இத்யதா பரிச்சின்னவது அனாத்மவத்து ச தஸ்யாப்திஹி அனுபபன்னா. You had to put it like this. See, பிரம்ம அபரிச்சின்னம், பிரம்ம அபரிச்சின்னம் சர்வாத்மகம் ச இதி அதஹ பரிச்சின்னவத்து அனாத்மவத்து தஸ்ய பிரம்மணா ஆப்திஹி ந அனுப ந உபபன்னா, ஆர் பிரம்மணா ஆப்திஹி அனுபபன்னா. யூ புட் இட் இன் அவர் லாங்குவேஜ், இட் பி சிம்பிள் ஃபார் யூ. லுக், ஸ்ருதி வில் சே பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் அண்ட் இஸ் த செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் டு பி கெயின்ட். It is seen that the gain of an object is always by someone of something other than himself, and the gain is also by a limited person of something limited. Since Brahman is limitless and is in the form of everything, it is not tenable to talk about its gain like the gain of something limited and not self. Nanu means look. Will you be able to read all these pages yourself? Okay, I'll skip page now. Here I'll skip. I want to say only few things there. Page number 18, 19, homework. 20 again, homework. Okay, now the answer comes. Nayam doshaha katham darshana darshana pekshatvad brahmanaha aptyanap द्वयोः न अयम् दोषः नायम् दोषः मीन्स् वाट् न अयम् दोषः वै अयम् दोषः होप् यू रिमेम्बर् दट् वर्ड् अयम् अयम् इस् अ मास्कुलिन् प्रोनौन् synonym of eshaha ayam doshaha eshaha doshaha na ayam doshaha this is not a defect katham how this is not a defect it is darshana adarshana apekshatvat darshana adarshana apekshatvat brahmanah apti anaptyoh apti anaptyoho the ends and the aptyanaptyoho okay here gaining brahman is used in the sense of what darshana brahmanah brahmanah darshanam is brahmanah aptihi let me make it like clear brahmanah darshanam eva brahmanah aptihi knowing brahman is attaining brahman brahmanah adarshanam brahmanah apraptihi make two sentences brahmanah darshanam eva brahmanah aptihi is it clear Knowing Brahman is gaining Brahman. Darshanam eva praptihi. Adarshanam apraptihi. Seeing is attaining. Not seeing is not attaining. I mean literal meaning first. Darshanam brahmanaha darshanam is brahmanaha aptihi. Brahmanaha adarshanam, not seeing Brahman, not knowing Brahman, is Brahmanaha anaptihi. Move on to the next sentence. Recognition is attaining, non-recognition is not attaining, not gaining. Therefore, katham na doshaha, how is it not defect it is said darshana adarsha see brahmanah darshana adarshana apekshatvat see apekshatvam means dependence apekshatvam dependence apekshatvat Apekshatvat, fifth case, due to the dependence of, due to the dependence of gaining and non-gaining, due to the dependence of gaining and non-gaining, is on the due to the dependence of gaining and non gaining of brahman on the recognition and non recognition why it is not defect he says darshana adarshana apekshatvat brahmanah I put correctly brahmanah darshana adarshana apekshatvat aptyanaptyoh Apti anaptyoho brahmanaha apti anaptyoho brahmana darshana adarshana apekshatvat. So the recognition and non-recognition So dual word is used, aptihi, anaptihi. So aptehe singular, possessive case singular, aaptehe. Now aaptyoho dual, aapti anaptyoho. It's a dual form. Brahmanaha aaptyanaptyoho, the gain or non-gain of Brahman, literally, if you want to know, that due to the dependence of gain and non-gain of Brahman is on recognition and the non-recognition. This is the literal translation, what I say. Have you got the meanings now? You understood that now? Sixth case, dual, that is. You want a simple sentence. Brahmanaha aaptihi, Brahmanaha darshanam, eva Brahmanaha aaptihi. Brahmanaha adarshanam eva Brahmanaha anaptihi. Ataha doshaha nasti. Simple sentence. Brahmanaha darshanam eva Brahmanaha aaptihi. Knowing Brahman is attaining Brahman. Not knowing Brahman is not attaining Brahman. Therefore, there is no mistake. There is no defect. This is not a defect. How the gain or non-gain of Brahman is dependent on the recognition or non-recognition of Brahman. See, I wanted to understand here. I didn't do too much of grammar. So I feel like doing so much of grammar also, then the others will feel very bored. We do a lot of grammar also, but it's very interesting, nice to do here. You cannot help. You have to have a certain grammar knowledge also. Anyway, it is not only now, a lot of affixes are going to come later on. We will be discussing it. See, this aptihi as a noun, it is ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. Aptihi. Aptehe is what? Singular. Aptehe. And dual is aptyoho. So apti anaptyoho is dual. Due to the dependence of gaining and non-gaining is on seeing and not seeing. This is the literal translation. Is it clear? That's the meaning. Due to the dependence of Brahman's gaining and non-gaining is on seeing and non-seeing. The sentence is not complete. It is not a complete sentence. This is the meaning of the sentence, or actual translation is this. But for us, because always, whenever you want to give the reason, I want to understand the style of the Bhashyam also. How? Whenever the question is asked, how? This is the reason. The reason has to be given. Whenever the reason is given, the reason must be given in the fifth case only. Therefore, the stop, it's a convocation, it's a conversation. Therefore, the reason is given, adanale. They stop it like that. Due to this reason. What is the reason? Due to dependence is the reason. So due to the dependence of what? Dependence of gaining and non-gaining. Of what? Brahman. Due to the dependence of the gaining and non-gaining of Brahman is on seeing and not seeing. Is it clear now? Apti anaptyoho. Brahmanaha apti anaptyoho. Darshana adarshana apekshatvat. Doshaha nasti. You must put doshaha nasti. One sentence is complete. Is it clear? You want to make this complete, you must say that this. Brahmanaha ஆப்தியனாப்தியோகோ தர்ஷ அபேக்ஷத்வாத் பிரம்மண ஆப்தியனாப்தியோகோ தர்ஷனா தர்ஷன அபேக்ஷத்வாத் அயம் தோஷ நாஸ்தி. இட்ஸ் எ கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்ஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? I want to understand why fifth case is used. Apekshatvat. That reason must be given in the fifth case. Due to this reason, due to the dependence. Therefore, it is said there is no defect. Okay. I'll see you in the next class. My next class, I'll go faster. Only for first mantra, I want to be slow. I mean, I will let you read all other words so that I don't need to waste a lot of time. I'll read only the Bhashyam part and read it. The rest you can read it on your own. If you want any extra meanings of it, I can explain. Wherever necessary, I'll stop. Okay?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why, whenever it is a twat, why it is fifth case for many? Fifth case actually is from or than.
No. We make a notice. Whenever the reason has to be given, karanam, kena karanena, kasmat karanat, due to what, whenever you ask what is the kasmat karanat, due to which reason, always hetu, hetvarte panchami, hetvarte panchami. Hetu means cause. Whenever the reason, whenever you have to give the reason, then panchami bhakti must be used. That is the reason. Hetvarte panchami. Panchami bhakti is used because you have to give the hetu, reason. Because how is it possible? Attainment is not possible. Brahman is all pervasive. Brahman is the self of all. How is attainment possible? Attainment is always of something which is away from oneself, which is different from oneself. But here talking about it is how? It is not possible. That's what the question is asked. Therefore, the reason is given. No, attainment is not really attainment here. Attainment is nothing but knowing, recognition.
Thank you, Swamini.
Attainment is in terms of recognizing, knowing. Not really attaining. Not physical attainment. In terms of attainment, in terms knowledge. Of knowledge. Therefore, it is said that reason given. These typical noun forms are used.
Thank you.
A brief statement which presents the teaching in a nutshell is called Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. Then the entire chapter is going to be an elaboration of the teaching, which is called Vrittihi. Vritti Bhagaha, you can say. The portion, elaboration of the Sutra Bhuta Vakyam is Vrittihi. Vrittihi. So, Vritti starts from the Rig Mantra, onwards Vritti only. As a brief vritti, then again it's going to be whole chapter. Okay, next class not much clearer. Don't worry. First sentence is like that. Be very nice. We'll see. You will enjoy it definitely. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.